Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. The only one who can bring joy to the human heart is the one who made it, and that's God Almighty. That's your Creator. He knew you before you were born in your mother's womb, and He knew you were going to be special. He did. Oh, and this is, I hope you had a wonderful Labor, I was going to say 4th of July. We've gone by that one. Labor Day weekend. I hope it was relaxed, and even though I was talking to Kimberly over the phone, I said, this truly was a Labor Day. I've been laboring since 6:30 this morning. So some of you did labor, but I hope that you relaxed and had some enjoyment along with that labor. Oh, let's do our Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. I do what it tells me to do. Yes, this is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. And because it's Tuesday, it's kind of catch-up day. I've got a lot on my plate here that for this half hour, but I hope we can get all of this in. And also, I have something from ACLJ, and also, I want to tell you that I sent a check for $2,000 for Samaritan's Purse, and that's for the Haitian crisis. So thank you so much, all of you that contributed to that. It's just such a blessing to send a check like that. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your meeting and have your being, excuse me. In Him you live and move and have your being. As I was saying, have your being, I was looking at meeting, and I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't go to the next thing in my notes. Hello. I'm learning right along with you. That's right. This is it. This week, the meeting, our regular Call to Freedom meeting, is this Saturday, September the 11th, just 4 days from now. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 that we should not neglect meeting together and coming together frequently, eager to encourage and stimulate each other as we look forward to Jesus coming back. So I hope that you will either make breakfast at 8:30 or the meeting at 10 o'clock. I know we've been doing this for 10 years, folks. You should know these things. So call 1-866-917-7256 and call before Friday noon. I just really appreciate, or by Friday noon. And we have, and call for reservations, especially for breakfast at 8:30. It's such a fun time to get around the table at breakfast. And we had 11 there last month, and it was just fun getting back up into the normal pace of doing things. And after this pandemic, we're going to have a great time and lunch on the patio. If your last name begins with A through M, bring a salad. And if your last name begins with N through Z, bring a dessert. And if you have a super duper recipe you want to try on us, we are happy to sample what you make. So come and join us this Saturday, September the 11th, 1-866-917-7256. And from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow is excited about this. The Supreme Court just refused to block a law that bans abortions. They're not going to block the abortion ban in Texas. This is a big moment. Texas passed a unique law. One of our attorneys helped consult on this, that bans abortions after 6 weeks by creating a special civil right of action. It's not the government enforcing the ban, it's civil suits. This prevents, oh, see, we need wisdom from God. And Jay and his team have such wisdom from God. They know how to bring forth something that the left can't jump on. This prevents the typical abortion lobby from running to court before the law even affects them and getting it struck down. That happens so much in 2019, 2020. This law gives a private right of action allowing citizens to file lawsuits against abortion businesses. The abortion industry ran screaming to court, but they don't have a leg to stand on before this law is even utilized. And the Supreme Court agreed, refusing to block this law on procedural issues. This case is still in its very early stages, but the case could strike down Roe versus Wade, and it's already pending at the Supreme Court. We recently filed 3 amicus briefs, the most ever that we have ever had a case on, making 3 amicus briefs to defeat abortion. And this is just not a piece of paper, folks. This is pages and pages of legalese. And we're working with multiple state legislatures on creative legislation to protect unborn babies. Praise God. He says, we can win. We will win. The Constitution is on our side. Sign, go to ACLJ.org, sign Defeat Abortion, Overturn Roe versus Wade, Save Babies, and that's Jay Sekulo, ACLJ's chief counsel. And he has a special PS. I can't thank you enough. Because of your generous support, we not only met and exceeded our August goal as we expand our efforts for the unborn. Thank you. So go to ACLJ.org and don't forget to throw in a little bit. Give your credit card. Put $10 or $20 on your credit card. Thank you for praying for President Trump. As I've been reading, Proverbs 29, verse 16 says, when the wicked are in power, lawlessness abounds, but the patient lovers of God will one day watch in triumph as the wicked's stronghold topples. Hallelujah. I want to read a little article from Hal Lindsey. Thank you, Tom, for sending this to me. And here's a picture I want you to see. A little girl smiles and laughs, obviously enjoying her conversation with the man behind the camera. Later, we learn that he joked around with the children and gave candy to them. Everything about the exchange tells you that the man is special. He's warm, caring, and thoughtful. Then we see the TV anchor man, and he identifies the man as United States Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nicoy. Lance Corporal Nicoy died soon after his interaction with this Afghan child. Kareem Nicoy did not die alone. At least 169 Afghan civilians lost their lives in that same terror attack on August 26th, and we cannot sweep that under the rug. Here are the names of the military personnel who died that day with Lance Corporal Nicoy. Navy Corpsman Max Sosiak, he was 22. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Knaus, he was 23. Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover Jr. was 31. Sergeant Johnny Pichardo was 25. Sergeant Nicole Gee was 23. Oh, they're so young, aren't they? Corporal Hunter Lopez was 22. Corporal Dagan Page was 23. Corporal Humberto Sanchez was 22. Lance Corporal David Espinoza was 20. Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz was 20. Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, and you've heard that name, he was from Wyoming, 20, and his wife is having a baby just now. Lance Corporal Dylan Marola was 20. In addition, 150 people were injured, including 18 U.S. military personnel. The news media will soon forget Kareem and the others. The broadcasters and bloggers will soon go on to something else. Oh, it's always new. News, news, news. But their families will not forget. They will carry pain from August 26, 2021 for the rest of their lives. They will also carry the joyful memories of those they loved, gone too soon. These are not just names on a list. Each one is precious beyond words, made in God's image, men and women for whom Christ died. Jesus himself is the ultimate example of the selfless love he taught. But each of these young people also expressed this great love in so many ways. They expressed it with their lives. They expressed it with their deaths. And if you remember at the beginning of this article, I talked about Lance Corporal Nikoi, who was giving candy to the children and joking around with them and making them smile, making them laugh. Isn't that wonderful? I would like to quote 1 Peter 4:1 because I believe these soldiers are with the Lord. And it says, "He who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." I hold that verse in my heart for those brave men and women. And I will have the rest of this article by Hal Lindsey probably on Thursday, because Kimberly will be on the air with me tomorrow. God bless them. God bless their families. Thank you, Lord, for surrounding their families with your peace and joy, knowing that their sons and daughters are with you. In Jesus' name. Memory verse for this week is Isaiah 1, verse 18. "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." And the Passion says this: "Come now and let us deliberate over the next steps to take together." All right? You don't make decisions without asking the Lord, okay? "Come and let us deliberate over the next steps to take together." Your steps are not in condemnation. You're going to have a verdict of not guilty because you have joined God's kingdom and his grace and mercy have given you complete forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? So you can walk with God. You can deliberate with him. Yeah, and it goes on to say in Isaiah 1:18, Yahweh promises you over and over, "Though your sins stain you like scarlet." Now, this is the color of a prostitute. We know that the red blood of Jesus is one other thing. But in here, in this context, the stains of sin are like scarlet, like the sins of a prostitute. "I will whiten them like bright new fallen snow. And even though they are deep red like crimson, they will be made white like wool." Oh, Jesus bled deep red of a spotless sacrifice so you would have opportunity to come out of all this white as snow. This is not the time to compromise in any area of your life. God is saying to you, if you will listen to my word and obey my word, you will eat the harvest and enjoy the best I have to offer. Ah, praise God. It's so good to be with you again in the studio. I did miss you those 4 days. My confession for today: I boldly confess that I am focused, concentrated, and determined to run my race. God has called me and anointed me to go forth. Therefore, I can do exactly what he has asked me to do. I have no excuse for failure or any reason to slow down or quit. For God's spirit in me is ready to empower me to run this race all the way to the finish. Praise God. Oh, doing it halfway will never do. So I am committed to seeing this all the way through. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Do you remember did you used to run in high school? I did. We had such a small school that when other schools came together, you either did the 50-yard dash or you did other things against the opposing towns. And so I ran the 50-yard dash. And you run to finish. You don't run to fall down in the middle of it. You run to finish. And it's so important that we run this race to the finish. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and I am talking to people primarily as a teacher who is encouraging you who have already repented of your sins. Now, if some of you are listening to this and you have never said, "Father, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I know I am a sinner." You know you're a sinner. You know if you have never repented of your sins before God, that's all you have to say. "Father God, give me a new heart and a fresh start. I know that I am now born again. I belong to the kingdom of light. No longer do I serve the devil in the kingdom of darkness." That's all you have to say. And now you are born again. Well, Jesus tells you in John 16, verse 24, until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be made full. The Passion tells us, until now you've not been bold enough to ask the Father for a single thing in my name. Oh, but now you can ask and keep on asking him. You can be sure that you'll receive what you ask for and your joy will have no limits. That's right. Before you came to know the Lord, you're kind of timid and kind of back off from him because he's God. He's the creator of the universe. But once you accept him as Abba, as Father, you can come to him for anything knowing he will give you what you ask for. It is time that you can ask the Father directly because your relationship with Jesus that gives you that access to the Father. You see, the Father loves you, and because you love Jesus, he's given you so many promises on which you can see success if you follow his directions. That little word if is so important. And he said, and whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And that's John 14, verse 13. One of Darren's favorite verses. And one of mine. I've been talking to you this last week about overcoming the enemy. And when you use the name of Jesus, demons, diseases, and circumstances are all subject to his name. I want you to know that. The name of Jesus is the name above all names. There's an old hymn called All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And what does this name provide for the believer? Number one, his name provides salvation for your soul. Praise God. Number two, his name provides healing for your body. Just the other day, I was working so hard, and then I went to the mall with Dana for a while. And after 3 hours of walking the mall, I was really tired. And it's a big mall, Park Meadows Mall. And so I realized that my body needs to rest. So God provides healing for your body. The next day I woke up perfectly good. I was feeling great and I could go and do some yard work. So number two, his name provides healing for your body. Number three, his name brings victory over the forces of Satan. Yes, it does. He's given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy, it says in Luke 10:19. And number four, his name gives you access to the Father in prayer. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It goes right along with Hebrews 10:22 that tells each believer that they have access to the Father because of Jesus' torturous sacrifice of his body to be torn open like a sheep, just torn open, and his blood shed for us, friend. Because of that selfless death, you are welcome into God's throne room and with full assurance that he's going to accept you and you are going to be heard. Oh, come close to God and approach him with an open heart, fully convinced that nothing will keep you at a distance from him. Hebrews 10:20-22, for your heart has been sprinkled with blood to remove impurity, and you have been freed from an accusing conscience. See, your conscience isn't any more bothering you because you're learning the word, and the word is replacing all those horrible dark thoughts. Now you are clean, unstained, and presentable to God inside and out. So now wrap your heart tightly around the hope that lives within you, knowing that God always keeps his promises. God always keeps his promises. Amen. Have you called on Jesus' name? Do you pray in the name of Jesus when you pray? If you've neglected praying in Jesus' name, you can begin right now. Yes, it's never too late to change your ways and cleanse your heart. His name has such power, and he promised that when he's gone from us physically. All his followers need to do is to ask in his name, and he will answer any request. When Jesus left this earth, I'm sure the disciples felt an emptiness that could not be described. But they followed Jesus' instructions to go to Jerusalem and pray and fast until, quote, you receive power when Holy Spirit comes upon you. It happened exactly as Jesus said. Holy Spirit came upon them after 10 days of praying together in that upper room, and they were never the same, never the same. So come, friend, come bless his name with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Worthy to be praised.
praise God. If you believe in Jesus and his sanctifying power, those signs that are mentioned in Mark 16 will accompany all of those who believe. In my name, Jesus said, they will cast out demons. Take your authority as a believer, claim your inheritance, and go forth and pray over those who are bound by the deceiver and see Jesus set them free. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. There's power in that name, friend, absolute power. Don't forget to, when you pray, say, in the name of Jesus. He will come and he will bring forth wonderful results with your prayers. God bless you and keep you. Kimberly and I will be on the air tomorrow. And remember the meeting. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.